directed to him, and Bobby Williamson just caught me fair and square, right on the nose with a party popper. We'll think of a retribution later. We are off. So if you're listening in the Guildhall, we have now set off from Home Park, and the green and white scarves are waving. Huge cheers from the fans. And I even met this morning one Queen's Park Rangers fan in his blue and white hoop shirt here this morning, and he felt he was safe to wear it after QPR's promotion yesterday. And the way that the supporters, the way that the supporters really acknowledged Queen's Park Rangers' contribution to that wonderful day 2 weeks ago. So we've seen a Rangers fan here this morning as well, which is tremendous. And we're just making our way out of Higher Home Park car park, and you will see, if you're watching the procession, at the moment we're in bus number 2. The second bus contains the players, the first bus with the press at the moment, and the two buses will exchange positions as we get to St Andrew's Cross. We're now going past the green opposite the Mayflower Centre, and people on the very small bank here cheering us away. Behind the second bus, you'll see the BBC Radio Devon car, which has Ian Sims driving the car to make sure the signal gets back from this bus to the studio. And then the final bus you will see has the Argyle staff on board. And I think this is going to be the scenario wherever we go on the route now. People lining the streets, horns are blaring, just to welcome the famous faces which are gathered at the front of the bus at the moment, but we'll be having words with some, I'm sure, as the morning goes on. Now, coming towards me is the skipper, Paul Watton. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, Sparksy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Dickhead or what?
Well, we did enjoy an evening last night, the supporters' presentation evening.
Fantastic, yeah.
It was great, the Moat House full up, and
yeah, it's brilliant, full of all the fans and that, and it's good to see Luke get all his awards, fully deserved, fantastic.
He swept the board with all the...
Yeah, he was brilliant, fully deserved as well, he was unbelievable, he'd done really, really well, he's had a great season.
I've just been talking with Jacko about the family atmosphere, because he's at any time anyone wants to come up and see the kit room, they're welcome. Last night, no, seriously, we'll win it, you don't get better than that. But last night, again, it's no surprise to me, but the way that... It must be a burden when supporters all the time are coming up to you. All the lads have always got time for everybody.
Oh, it's fantastic. 3 years ago, you wouldn't see anyone in an Argyle shirt walking around town. Now, all of a sudden, every kid's got an Argyle shirt on. They all support Argyle. It's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
And what about today? You've obviously, as captain, been through this 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a fantastic era, and it was a great day last time, and I mean... It starts sinking in now what you've actually achieved, and I'll see all the fans. I mean, the style, there'll be thousands in town. It's phenomenal, unbelievable.
I know I've asked you this before, Paul. I've got to do it again today, I'm sorry, but you're Plymouthian, captain of this marvellous football club.
Doesn't get much better, does it? Huh? It's fantastic. Proud, very proud.
Is little Alfie Watton here somewhere today?
He's here, he's kicking up stink with his mum, so... But it's good. It's great to have him on board. And yesterday on the pitch, I was really proud to have him walking around the pitch. It was fantastic.
You weren't selected to start yesterday, but I asked the manager. He said it was a conscious decision to get you on the field during the game.
That's mean. That's nice of him. At least I got my appearance money, so
and a win bonus.
I've had my save now. I've had my save. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. Well, it was nice to play some part in the last game. So, but hopefully start next season in the team.
Paul Watton, you are a credit to this club and this city.
Thanks, mate. I love you.
That's Paul Watton talking to us. Thank you very much, Paul. It is BBC Radio Devon. We're live aboard the players' bus. We're now coming down Armour Road, and there are flags draping from bedroom windows and fans waving Union Jacks and green and white scarves. The Devon flag, of course, which indicated from the BBC Devon website, is being flown, and people of all ages, someone's living room has an Argyle flag draped on it, and people waving as they take photos, cameras in one hand, waving with the other, and the bus is going down a little too quickly for their liking, probably, because they're getting a fleeting glimpse.
Yes, c'est quoi ton problème?
David Frio, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm feeling sick at the moment because of the night we spent yesterday. But otherwise, I'm feeling great because, well, that's fantastic. You know, it remember me 2 years ago, and seeing people in the on the road in Plymouth is fantastic.
You have had a roller coaster ride since you arrived in England to play for Plymouth Argyle, and it just gets better and better.
Well, I couldn't expect more. It was a gamble for me at the beginning, to be honest. And when you see the achievement and the three fantastic seasons we have, it's fantastic. You know, it's a great achievement for playing for Argyle. Playing with deserved team in the first division at least. And well, we've done it, and we're really proud of that.
You have a French film crew that's been following you around for a couple of days, you and Roman.
Yeah, that's a bit amazing. They wanted to make a documentary on the players who we're not playing in the Premiership. And at the beginning there was a selection of five or six players, but they came here last month and they said they really enjoyed it. And the producer in France said, well, that's fantastic what happened in Plymouth.
We may lose the signal. We're going underneath the bridge. Duck your head. No, we are okay. We are okay. We just went underneath the railway bridge at Saltash Road. Sorry, David, carry on.
Yeah, well, they came a month ago and they really enjoyed the producer and Fred say, well, it's fantastic what's happening in Plymouth, so they're going to follow us even next season. So that's great, and it's going to be a good publicity for us and for Plymouth Argyle in France.
And I'll tell you what, David, your style of football, I think it's going to go down well in Division 1.
I hope so. That's the football I like, so... hopefully we're going to do well next season, and I'm sure about that, and we're going to be successful next season.
Thank you very much, David. I've just seen a flag that says, thank you, Argyle, answer Sparksy. Thank you very much, David Frio. The bus is going at some pace, which, to be honest, isn't giving the fans much of a time to see their heroes as they pass by. But so we're at now the roundabout at the top of Coburg Street, Western Approach. Bobby Williamson, the Argyle manager, is alongside me. Bobby, are you still trying to really take all this in and the effect that the team has on the city?
Yeah, it's tremendous. I'm just a bit concerned that me and Crudgy are on the same side of the bus. It doesn't feel too safe, I can assure you, but... No, this is tremendous. This is what football's all about. It can bring so much happiness into a city's life, and it's a tremendous day for everybody involved with Argyle.
Have you any idea what sort of reception you are going to get from thousands of people that are gathered in the city centre?
I'm looking forward to it. The expectations are high. You can start to see the crowd up the bank in there, and yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a big turnout, and hopefully everybody have a good day, and hopefully the rain stays away.
And we'll get a few words from you on the balcony.
That might be possible.
It will be.
I think it will be, actually.
Thank you, Bobby. Enjoy your day.
You too, go. Cheers.
Bobby Williamson, and from Bobby to another Plymouthian, it's Mickey Evans. Well, we talked to Watsy about pride, Mickey, and, well, you personify it.
Yeah, it's been a great season. I mean, I'm really pleased for the city as well, because everybody's come out and enjoying today as well, and it's fantastic. Yeah, it's just been a wonderful experience for everyone this year.
If you had to look back at a highlight of this momentous season, is there any one moment that you could pick out?
One more one, yeah. I think the Sheffield Wednesday game away from home, but also I'd say the Swindon game at home as well. That, I mean, that was something special as well, because I think that just gave us that little edge then, once we went out there, because that was a big game at the end of the season.
That free kick, quick thinking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was just looking back, it was just one of the things. I'm just glad it happened now, and as I say, it's been a massive effort from all the lads this year, really has, because the squad hasn't changed that much, and for us to do what we've done in the 3 years has been fantastic.
Thank you, Mickey. Even the bus drivers up the other side of Western Approach are waving at you.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Everyone's come out today. Lucky the weather's held off for us as well. It's been brilliant.
Enjoy your day. You fully deserve it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sparks.
Michael Evans, as polite as ever, having a chat with us. It's BBC Radio Devon, 11:27, live on the Championship Parade. I've got to remind you about the CD, which will be ready in about 12 days. We've put highlights of yesterday's game on it. We've got highlights of today's celebration. The CD is being printed tomorrow, and it'll be ready in around about 12 days' time. All you need to do is send a cheque made payable to the Chestnut Appeal to BBC Radio Devon, PO Box 1034, Plymouth, and that includes postage and packing. Now, I'm going to the back of the bus because here is a man who has had a fantastic season, Chairman Paul Stapleton. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Gordon. I know it's been a great season. I don't know if I played that well on the pitch, but no, it's been great. We ever since Austria, right through, it's been fantastic. I wish I kept a diary of it all because, you know, these things don't come along that often. Well, unless you're at Plymouth Argyle at the moment.
Only every 2 years.
Yeah, I know, that's amazing, really. Hard act to follow, but it's been fantastic, Gordon. And this reception, I think, and it's very difficult at the minute, I think beats last time, I think the feel-good factor has really come back to Plymouth, and, you know, you've helped us a lot, Gordon, I always say that, but you have, your enthusiasm for our football team, and it's our football team, that's all of us, it's been fantastic.
That's very kind, Chairman. You mentioned Austria, was that the makings of this season?
Well, I think so, I mean, it bonded everybody together, and it worked very well, you know, everyone was really together, and we wondered about the results over in Austria, but we needn't have, because Paul said don't bother about results. It's when we start the league season that it counts, and he was true, you know, proved true. The kids come through. Luke worked really hard with Willie in Austria, and all that good work certainly paid off. If you know, you saw him over there, you saw how hard he was working. Hello, Paul! It certainly worked well, you know, and fantastic, Gordon.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I saw you clapping yesterday in the director's box.
Yeah, well, I was clapping. I was clapping the fans.
Yeah, and well done.
Thank you,
Chairman. We'll have a word with your wife in a moment because she's here as well. We're now entering the bottom of Royal Parade and green and white flags once again, the flavour of the moment. And we look at Royal Parade and there are thousands upon thousands of people on both sides of the parade as the bus makes a conscious effort to slow down. And Kim Stapleton, the wife of the Chairman, are you enjoying yourself?
Hi, Gordon. It's fantastic. Who would have thought we would have got all this again? It's wonderful. Brilliant.
What has life been for you as the wife of a chairman of a football club?
Busy. Lots of travelling on the bus. Nice weekends away, Barnsley, Oldham, Grimsby. It's brilliant. Love it.
But home life, I mean, the phone is always non-stop, the likes of us, and of course with Paul's business as well as his football.
Our phone never stops. The whole time, it's all football. Everything that happens in our house revolves around football.
Would you exchange it for anything else?
No.
That's the right answer. Enjoy it, Kim. We are now halfway up Royal Parade, and look at Guildhall Square. It's looking magnificent, with the flags waving, and there doesn't seem to be an inch to spare from the Lord Mayor's parlour right back to the court's buildings and the balcony full of council officials at the moment. Everybody taking pictures as music blares out, and hopefully you can hear us in Guildhall Square. There are homemade banners proclaiming the championship side, and cars are trying to go down the south side of Royal Parade, but there are so many people lining the barriers on the central reservation and also outside St Andrew's Church. We remember 2 years ago that the cheers could be heard inside the church as the Lord Mayor was trying to give the sermon that day. But this reception, I think, eclipses 2 years ago. It is just phenomenal. The pipe band led by Charles Crichton is at St Andrew's Cross roundabout waiting for the bus to arrive. Just to remind you that the players, the bus that I'm on, is the second of the three buses, and the order will change so that this bus will lead the procession. One green flag of Devon says, "We've only gone and done it." Those famous words by Paul Watson across the middle. I'm sure we'll hear those words again when we go onto the balcony, when everybody is introduced to the city of Plymouth. And even the police outrider is blaring his horn as we now go around St Andrew's Cross roundabout. People in the cafes to the left waving on their Sunday morning coffee. Peter Jones, the Vice Chairman of Plymouth Argyle, can you describe this?
I can't describe it as well as you can, Gordon, of course. I mean, you know, you're the ultimate broadcaster. But it is really, really marvellous, and it's very moving. And what I was just saying here is that there are definitely tens of thousands of people, and every single one of them has got a great big grin on their face, which is fantastic.
And as per 2 years ago, fitting for a Scottish Argyle manager, the Plymouth Pipe Band, led by Charles Crichton, get into tune to walk in front of the bus, and it makes you goose pimply, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I just hope this pipe band has got some Glasgow tunes as opposed to the tunes from the east coast of Scotland, because these boys take these matters very seriously, you know.
Thank you very much, Peter Jones, and Michael Foote is on board this bus as well, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Michael Foote is up at the front of the bus, and he's clutching that trophy, and I think it's going to be a problem wrestling it out of his arms, I have to tell you that.
But in all the things that he's seen in his life, politically, and as a Plymouth Argyle supporter, this is up there amongst them.
Well, it is up there amongst them, and he was talking to me on the way down about the fact that in 1945, he basically got elected as the member for Devonport. He thinks that, you know, 59 years on, he couldn't have dreamt for a better day.
Well, and the weather is perfect as well, isn't it?
Well, again, I don't know, but someone up there seems to be smiling on us. It was perfect for QPR, it was perfect for yesterday, and it's great for today.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. And we'll be hearing from Michael on the balcony at the Lord Mayor's Parlour in a few moments' time. Peter's good lady is taking a photo of us, which is lovely. I think she's having trouble finding the button. There we are, it flashed.
You're having trouble getting your head in the shot, actually, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that.
Sorry about that, Gordon.
No, that's fine. We are now people shouting at us on the bus as we go down at walking pace, obviously led by the pipe band, and cars are now halted on the south side of the parade with people waving furiously, flags and scarves hanging out of the windows. And as I look across the other side of the bus onto the south side of the parade, that of course is the St Andrew's cross side, people are just bedecked in the club colours. And we'll get another glimpse, a more detailed glimpse this time, as we are travelling more slowly, of the tens of thousands of people that are in the square to our left-hand side in front of the Lord Mayor's Parlour. And of course, in a few moments' time, I'll be introducing everybody to the adulation of those adoring fans that have gone through the season. Peter?
Yeah, just looking at this, Gordon, and just getting to the Civic Centre now, it does strike me that we should lobby the City Council to rename this street. It's currently, as you know, called Royal Parade. I think we should rename it Argyle Parade. What do you reckon?
Do you think I dare say that with the leader of the City Council there to suggest that?
Gordon, I wouldn't normally feed you a line, but I think that's one I'm very, very happy for you to go with.
We will see what the reaction is, Peter. I think it'll get a cheer from the fans.
I think it'll get a big cheer, and I think it might get a few cheers from some of the politicians as well, but who knows?
I will blame it on you, and it's your suggestion.
Absolutely no problem.
Thank you, Peter. So you heard it here first, the suggestion of Peter Jones. If it does happen, who knows? This is now an amazing sight. I'm holding a microphone in one hand, digital camera in the other, just to try and get as many pictures as I can for posterity of this marvellous occasion. City Council workers in a van, yes, they spotted me, hello, with green and white on their wagon, and the flags with the Division 2 champions surrounding an area underneath the balcony, and even more people are coming up our mile away. The latecomers are running in as quickly as possible to get their slice of the action, and well, there must be more here than for a royal visit. It is an unbelievable sight to try and take this all in. What I'm going to do is try and move down the bus to have a word with one or two more of the players to get their response to it, but as you can imagine, it's a busy bus at the moment. And players' wives and the manager's wife here as well. I am going on a milkabout sloop, yeah. Mrs. Williamson, dare I ask you for a few words? No, she's taking it all in. But it's nice to welcome you to Plymouth, Lorraine.
Thank you, I appreciate it. The fans have been absolutely fantastic. What a great day for everyone. I'm really pleased.
Did you enjoy yourself last night at the supporters function?
Yes, I did. It made me feel very welcome.
And are you settling down to what could be your next few years in Plymouth?
Definitely, yeah. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy myself here, and the family's going to absolutely love it because everybody has been so nice to.
Well, you enjoy it. This is just the start, you know.
I hope it's going to be like this all the time. I'm going to be disappointed.
I hope your husband knows that.
I haven't told him yet.
Thank you, Lorraine. Lorraine Williamson, the wife of our new manager at Plymouth Argyle. And in a moment we'll try and get a word from one or two of the players and the bus. Yeah, they'll try to get a signal forward, and one or two are going to come back to have a quick chat with us. And even down the bottom of Royal Parade, we're around about two-thirds down now. Jason Bent is at the front. He's enjoying himself, of course. On his way, unfortunately, at the end of the season, but we've talked to one Frenchman, and gallantly fighting his way through the crowd at the top of the bus is Roman Larry. Good morning, Roman.
Good morning, you're right.
Can you put this into words?
No, it's very tough to put this into words. There's so many people here, it's crazy. I think everybody's...
Don't pick up a nigger's name!
It's the first Mickey's take of the morning. It had to come, didn't it?
No, it had to come with me, obviously. For some reason, I don't know. No, it's mental. Look. No, but it's...
Shall we face this way?
Yeah.
When you come here, Roman, from another country, and you come to the city of Plymouth, and you are looked upon as a hero.
Yeah, well, it's good because, we've done it two years ago, and it's good to have this feeling again, but for all the new lads, the ones that weren't there, they go, why is it? And now they're as surprised as I was when I first came. It's crazy. It's really good, really good.
And I have to introduce you on the balcony in a moment. You remember that feeling from 2 years ago?
I did remember it, and I can't wait, to be fair. Just take your time, please.
Because you want to drink in every last drop of it today.
Yeah. Yeah, you want this moment like to last forever, but you can't. But it's so good, it's so good. And the fans gave us the opportunity to have this moment in our life. And it's very nice.
Thank you for reminding me. I will not rush things, Roman.
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much. Enjoy yourself. So Roman goes back to the front of the bus. Phil Beer has got me with a party popper. He's holding the championship trophy at the moment. Phil, that is a heavy one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. There is a replica of the Division 3 trophy. Presumably you'll get one to keep in the boardroom at Home Park as we reach the bottom of Roll Parade now, just turning left in front of the Theatre Royal. And again, youngsters and supporters who have seen maybe two or three promotions before in their lifetime saluting this team as the pipe band keeps perfect pace in front of us. And Kevin Summerfield is on board the bus, as you would expect. Are you enjoying yourself, Kev?
No. Yeah, great day. I thought this was the best day of all last time. I really enjoyed the bus trip around the city last time, and same today, great day.
Is it a way of bringing it all home to you, what the achievements have been over the last season, when you have a day like this?
Yeah, I think, it was really surprising last time, 2 years ago, the amount of people that turned out, but I think that's even been surpassed today. And there's so much good feeling towards the football club, between everybody in the city, and I think it's just bodes well for the future.
It's been a difficult season for you, in many ways, an unexpected season. You've had to deal with a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been different, to say the least, good. But at the end of the day, come May the 8th, we knew where we wanted to be, and it's a credit to everybody involved that we've managed to get there.
And because of the situation that you were put into a couple of months ago, a lot of supporters, and I mean just about everybody, are appreciative of what you have done for this football club, Kevin, not just as a player back in the 80s, not as a caretaker once, but twice, and of course as a great number two.
Yeah, well, I think that's helped me along over the last 2 months or so, with the good wishes of the people, and I've had nothing but support, and I'll thank everybody for that.
Dare I ask you about your immediate plans?
I'm going to enjoy the rest of the day, probably get drunk this afternoon. I'll try not to be sick on the chairman's carpet, but if I am, tough.
And beyond that?
He'll probably have me back in tomorrow cleaning it up.
You're being coy, and you know what I'm asking, and you're avoiding it well.
I don't know what you're on about, Gunn.
Asloop. Thanks, Kev.
Ask my number two.
I may do. Your sense of humour is dry as ever. Lynn, your wife's here, famous for the power ironing, of course, yeah. And Lucy as well, who's come down from university to enjoy this special day. And at the back of the bus, Robert Donnelly alongside his wife and the chairman, and Kim Stapleton as well. And you can see by the looks in their faces that they are just taking in every second they can. And we are just about to turn left past the multi-story car park to come in towards Athenaeum Place and to meet the thousands and thousands of people. And the flags are waving. There is an overspill it beats last time, 2 years ago. It is an incredible scene. And what is going to happen is that the players will come off the bus. I have to hotfoot it up to the balcony. So John, in a few moments' time, will be taking care of proceedings while I have to go indoors. But I'll just describe the few final yards as we go down Athenaeum Street. And the flags Well, I don't think there is anybody who hasn't got a flag. It seems that congested down there, and I just feel sorry for anybody that's come out for a quiet Sunday morning stroll today. It is just an incredible sight. It makes you feel proud to be Plymouthian, proud to be a supporter of this fantastic football club. And this is another day which, of course, will be all over the newspapers in celebration of what this marvellous, marvellous football club has achieved. And let's not forget, it is the centenary season as a professional outfit, of course, formed in 1886. But now, wouldn't it be great to see the fans that were there yesterday at Home Park, the majority supporting the club through Division One. And of course, tough times lie ahead with some superb challenges, the likes of Leeds, Wolves, Leicester, and other big names. But Plymouth Argyle are back in Division One, and everyone is so confident that this time the club will be there for many a year. Police outriders have peeled away from the procession as the buses now are just ready to pull up alongside the Lord Mayor's parlour. Still people lining the route in this part to take photos before they, I'm sure, join the mass songs. And behind the Barclays Bank building, they're around the corner on not just the left-hand side, as you would expect, in front of the Civic Centre, but also around to the right-hand side. And goodness knows how you estimate the size of this crowd. It is certainly far, far bigger than 2 years ago. The inflatables, which were at Home Park yesterday. And listen to these cheers as the bus is in view of those fans now. The pipe bands walks in front of the Lord Mayor's parlour. Music bears out on the speakers below us. Rocking all over the world, status quo is what everybody's dancing to. And the fans, they're all shouting, but it is impossible to hear individually what they're shouting towards the team. And it really is a sight that takes your breath away, and it's difficult to describe in so many ways. Jeff Cushington, the goalkeeping coach, there's more people here than 2 years ago, I think.
It looks like it's boxing. I mean, it was amazing then, but that, as you say, there seems to be more and more here. I mean, it's just amazing, the noise and all the flags and scarves and balloons. It's brilliant.
You've been responsible for a lot of success this season, and the biggest point, of course, is the form of Luke McCormick when Roman Larrier was injured at Brentford, and it seemed the club had a whole lot of problems on its hands, but how Luke McCormick became a man this season.
He's been brilliant, Sparksy. He's done it, you know. Not me, he's the one that goes out over the white line and performs. As you say, he's grown up. He took a lot of pressure when he came in. Luggy was looking for another goalkeeper, and he just fought off all the competition. And now, you know, he looks as though he's been there all the while. And great credit to him, and it was great to see him win so many Player of the Year awards last night.
You're as modest as everybody else on the coaching staff, Jeff, but we know the work that you've put in with the goalkeepers, and for that, you get your own congratulations.
Well, thanks, Sparksy, but as I say, he does it. I can't play anymore. I can only talk about it.
But you talk it well, and you've obviously taught Luke well.
He's a good lad. He works hard, and he's, you know, he's always wanting to learn, and you can't beat that, can you?
You can't. Thank you very much indeed, Jeff. That's Jeff Cushington, the goalkeeping coach, and of course, former Argyle goalkeeper. The flags continue to wave here at the main square in front of the Lord Mayor's parlour, and I think this is a party that is going to continue for some time. Now, what is going to happen is the players are just beginning to descend from the bus. I'm making my way down the stairs now, and in a few moments' time I will be on the Lord Mayor's parlour balcony to introduce the players. So as I do that, I'm going to the aisles of the council building. I will hand you over to John Coates in the studio for a few moments, and then we'll be back here live from Plymouth City Centre on BBC Radio Devon.